Gandalf struck a blue light on the end of his magic staff, and in its firework glare the poor little hobbit could be seen kneeling on the hearthrug, shaking like a jelly that was melting. Then he fell flat on the floor and kept on calling out, "Struck by lightning! Struck by lightning!" over and over again, and that was all they could get out of him for a long time. So they took him and laid him out of the way on the drawing-room sofa, with a drink at his elbow, and they went back to their dark business.
"Excitable little fellow," said Gandalf, as they sat down again. "Gets funny queer fits, but he's one of the best, one of the best, as fierce as a dragon in a pinch."
If you have ever seen a dragon in a pinch, you will realize that this was only poetical exaggeration applied to any hobbit, even to old Took's great-granduncle Bullroarer, who was so huge, for a hobbit, that he could ride a horse. He charged the ranks of the goblins of Mount Graham in the Battle of the Greenfields, and knocked their king Golfimbal's head clean off with a wooden club. It sailed 100 yards through the air and went down a rabbit hole, and in this way the battle was won, and the game of golf invented at the same moment. In the meanwhile, however, Bullroarer's gentler descendant was reviving in the drawing-room. After a while and a drink, he crept nervously to the door of the parlour. This is what he heard. Gloyne speaking.
"Humph!"
or some snort, more or less like that.
"Will he do? Do you think? It is all very well for Gandalf to talk about this hobbit being fierce, but one shriek like that in a moment of excitement would be enough to wake the dragon and all his relatives and kill the lot of us. I think it sounded more like fright than excitement. In fact, if it had not been for the sign on the door, I should have been sure we'd come to the wrong house. As soon as I clapped eyes on the little fellow bobbing and puffing on the mat, I had my doubts. He looks more like a grocer than a burglar."
Then Mr. Baggins turned the handle and went in. The Took side had won. He suddenly felt he would go without bed and breakfast to be thought fierce. As for little fellow bobbing on the mat, it almost made him really fierce. Many a time afterwards the Baggins part regretted what he did now, and he said to himself, "Bilbo, you were a fool. You walked right in and put your foot in it."